one enters a whole other realm of existence when one lets go of the individualistic tendencies.
I'll say. Uh-huh. Everything looks different.
Really, it's fundamentally different. And those words aren't even accurate, because it's not different, but it's the experience that one is having in the individualistic way of existing that is transmuted when we go beyond those individualistic tendencies, or prior to them, however you want to define it. Recognizing that that whole motion is there to bolster the entirety of existence. The individualistic tendencies are there to simply put, bring consciousness to consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
To bring conscious awareness into expression through the individual, through the whole of aliveness. And we're dealing specifically with the humans. When the individual becomes aware that they are aware, becoming consciously aware that you are conscious awareness, you could say with words that the whole thing becomes rearranged.
It's such a doozy.
The individual experience is not an individual experience.
Mm-hmm.
In one realm, you could say that the individual experience is the manifestation of the collective human experience through each node of humanity. Humanity collectively living through each human, like the hand lives through each finger.
Mm.
You know, when you refer to your hand, you don't, like, take it as the palm section and not the fingers. Like, you include the fingers with it. When we say humanity, the individuals are included within it, like the fingers. So the experience that the pinky finger is having is the experience that the hand is having. The individual human experience is an experience of humanity. Take that the next octave up. The finger is humanity. The hand is, you could say, start with Earth. Or the aliveness of Earth. Humanity is certainly an expression of the aliveness of the life of Earth, the life on Earth, however you want to say that. And what happens in the pinky finger, if the pinky finger of the hand of earthly life, if the pinky finger is humanity, then what happens to the pinky happens to the hand. Meaning that what happens to humanity happens to the aliveness of Earth.
Mm.
Take it the next octave up. If Earth is the pinky finger now, and the hand is life, we'll say, you could go into other delineations of it, but let's just kind of jump octaves. If life on Earth is a finger of the hand of life or aliveness or conscious awareness, then what happens to the finger being earthly life happens to the hand being conscious awareness. And all of that is connected. So what happens to the individual if you follow that strand? I know we separated it and kind of made them each hands and fingers, but really it's like the fingernail and the finger and the hand and the arm and the thing, and then you're like talking about the body, and the body includes the finger, right? So if the body is the universe or life, conscious awareness, and the arm is earthly life, and the hand is humanity, and the finger of the hand is the individual human experience, what happens to the finger happens to the body, being all of conscious awareness. And going beyond the individualistic tendencies, meaning the tendency to define oneself as solely the finger, rather than recognizing that the finger is intrinsically the whole body. You know, if you separate the finger, you cut it off, and you're like, is this a human? Is this, you know, a human body? You're like, no, it's a finger. But if you stick the finger on the human body, is it the human body? Well, yeah. You could go into, it's just one aspect of it, blah, 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 but come on. The blood is flowing through the whole thing. To let go of the individualistic tendencies is to let go of the definition of the finger as something other than the whole body, mm-hmm. you know, and just getting caught in all of this cloud of definitions and things, mm-hmm. rather than just seeing the whole picture, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and suddenly the individual experience, what's happening in that pinky finger, is not fundamentally separate from what's going on within the whole of conscious awareness. And so take the example of there's a cut on a pinky finger, all right? We'll just go there. What is it that heals the cut? Is it just the pinky? Is the healing process of that pinky isolated to the pinky, or does it have to do with the food coming into the mouth, which isn't even the part of the body initially? We won't go into that, but, you know, and then the body and the blood and the, you know, all of the factories and stem cells and all of this stuff that exists fundamentally within the body may not be contained in the finger, yet if something's going on with the finger, it has access to all of that. Unless it blocks itself off and says, no, I'm just a pinky. Then if the pinky gets a cut, man, it's up to that pinky. And let me tell you, it's a whole lot harder that way, if possible at all. And within that metaphor, we're not actually ever truly separate from the whole of existence. You know, we can isolate ourselves conceptually, and we can distance ourselves from the flow or you know, keep ourselves from receiving the flow of blood. We can constrict the vessels, so to speak, and you know, but there's always aliveness in us until there's not. And so to do away with those individualistic tendencies is to let the aliveness of that whole body, in the metaphor, flow through the pinky. Just acknowledging oneself's connection with the whole body of conscious awareness, of life. And in that, the experience of the pinky, you could say, it's a silly metaphor, becomes something with words far more expansive, let's say. Suddenly the pinky is attached to or fundamentally one with all of conscious awareness. Then what does the pinky do? I am an expression of the body of existence, of life. there's an opportunity to go into the rabbit hole of aggrandizing oneself as the pinky and just thinking you're the shit. Let's not go there, okay? But just bringing awareness to that is a rabbit hole that exists there. Mm-hmm. But going past that and saying, okay, no, we're not trying to aggrandize the pinky. But seeing the pinky in quote-unquote relationship with the whole body. Mm-hmm. Being an expression of that whole body. Mm-hmm. You know, for one to be an individual, first you must be aliveness. In order to do, one must be. In order to think, you've got to be alive first. You know, it's like the reorientation of that expression, I think, therefore I am. No, backwards. I am, therefore, fill in the blank. I think, I do, I have a name, I breathe, I speak, whatever. The baseline standard is you gotta be alive, mm-hmm. which means you gotta be life to be participating in this individualized way that appears on the surface here. So then, what? And it's not a question seeking a specific answer, but just an exploration in this question, a quest I'm on. What then does the pinky do when it's rooted in its beingness? Okay, I am this whole body of life. The pinky can see that it is, these are words, but it's in relationship with the whole body. It's not separate, really. You could say it's an aspect of the whole body. The pinky can do things that the thumb can't do. But the pinky and the thumb together make a shaka, and that's fun. And so the pinky earlier was only a pinky, not connected to anything else going on, as far as it was aware consciously. Coming into this relationship or intrinsic oneness with the whole body, the whole experience of that pinky, of the individual that we're talking about here, shifts. Rather than the by the pinky for the pinky of the pinky, it's, wow, what's life doing? What's life being? What's life? Mm-hmm. And is in direct communion with that whole movement. Say that life, as the body in this metaphor, is playing piano. Guaranteed it's going to use that pinky. But if that pinky is like just dead set on being separate from the whole thing, it's like that melody is beautiful until he goes to reach for that pinky, like, donk, you know? You know? Not F sharp. Come on. It's like, no. Puts up just enough resistance to create dissonance. An extremity that's really just like cut off and isolated from the body goes septic. You know, that's like what like gangrene and stuff are, is sort of, you know, it's just this blood can't flow, life energy can't flow through that part, and that part withers, mm-hmm. you know? And a lot of individually minded people are suffering with all kinds of disease and dysfunction and dis, fill in the blank, disharmony, dysfunction, dissonance, mm-hmm, all of disease, all of that. And a lot of it stems to the one's own constricting of that flow of life based in not consciously recognizing one's intrinsic quote-unquote relationship with life, your oneness with life. You are life.
And I hear you ask, what does the pinky do when it realizes that connection? And I hear, what does the pinky no longer do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot just falls away, right? And imagine if the entirety of existence is playing this incredible symphonic wonder on that piano, and the pinky can be intimately engaged with that, allow the symphony to flow through it, you know? If you consider that metaphor as a person, okay, or, you know, just imagine yourself playing piano, and imagine that that pinky has a fucking mind of its own.
Mm-hmm.
It's capable of moving itself around and doing this thing
mm-hmm.
to a certain degree. It's always gonna, at some point, have to heed the body, right? But it's got some wiliness going on there,
mm-hmm.
right? And one is playing this symphony. It would be such a bizarre experience to be like, the hell is this pinky doing over here? Like, come on. What? This symphony is otherwise just exquisite,
mm-hmm.
right? That's so different from that pinky just like giving way to the expression that's coming through and allowing itself to be played as a movement of that symphony.
Mm-hmm.
And that surrender, that being moved by life. And these words make it kind of sound like it's a separate thing happening. It's not. It's the whole immensity of who or what one is.
Mm.
And it's not even who or what, but, you know, language. That oneness moving, the pinky moving with that.
Mm.
No resistance. Recognizing itself in that movement. Oh, yes, this is me. I. This is I. In this expression.
Mm-hmm. I have a place in it all.
Yeah. That's a whole other realm.
Mm-hmm.